across Newcastle. You're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help and others. Local as. New FM.
Oh, welcome to Thursday, Crivo.
Yes, welcome indeed. Yes. Short week.
Short week? Yes, it is. For you.
What do you mean?
I'm working,
yeah.
I'm working Saturday.
Yeah, but
so.
That doesn't count.
Yes, it does, actually.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. I do more work on a Saturday than I do all week.
Well, I guess, that's a whole different situation
and
story,
is.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Good
but
morning.
But I get sleep in at least.
That's true.
Yeah, good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
You tired bugger. You went to the NRLW Knights presentation last night.
Oh, it was so good. I got like 3 hours sleep, so
did you do,
worth it.
Did you like high-five a lot of players and stuff?
There were some high fives, there were some hugs.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Rubbing
so
shoulders
fun,
with the rich and famous.
I know, look at Jess.
What she does. So you probably had a better night than I did. I was doing all the deliveries yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
for some reason, I kept getting pizza deliveries.
Right.
And then, of course, all I wanted was pizza, right?
Yeah.
So I went to Coles and got one of those ones that you cook yourself in the oven, like the ones in the fridge section.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, popped it in the air fryer. Beautiful. Smells delicious. Comes out crispy base, everything. What happens? It falls straight from the tray, topping first, onto the floor.
Oh, Meg.
I looked at it and I've just gone, you're kidding. You're kidding. So this is why I rocked up with a hash brown this morning, because I didn't eat dinner last night because I was so annoyed at myself.
You just let it go.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't go back and get another pizza?
Absolutely not. I basically sulked and went to bed.
Oh, Meg.
Oh, bless.
That's sad.
A couple of hash browns for breakfast. Thank you,
you
very much.
Deserve, you got to eat a revenge pizza now.
Yeah, I do. But you know what? I might go to Domino's.
Because
get someone else to
let
cook
them,
it.
Yeah, let them cook it.
Or I'll go pick it up and the same thing will happen. I'll drop the box.
Now you've jinxed
but at least,
it. It's definitely going to happen.
But at least if I do that, the box is covering it. Like, it touched the floor.
Yeah,
like
the face
topping,
down.
Yeah, on the floor. Not ideal.
Hair and stuff on the floor.
Yeah, and I molt like nothing else. So there's hair everywhere in my apartment.
Oh, well.
Nah, you not
can,
ideal.
There'll be another pizza another day.
Another day. And you know what? Screw you, Coles.
Maybe it's nothing to do with Coles.
Maybe you need to have more sturdy bases on your pizza. It's not just me.
I think it's not to do with Coles. I think you
let
need to be less clumsy.
Let me have my moment. Hey, we'll do a first of five catch up with Jazz in a minute.
For live and local news, there's only one. From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
Jess is fresh off rubbing shoulders with the rich and famous last night at the NRLW Knights presentation. How did it go?
It was so good. The vibe was just so happy. The girls, you know, having won the premiership, it would have been a good night anyway, but to have that trophy sitting there and all the girls just absolutely over the moon was so, so good. Jessie Southwell, the absolute weapon that she is at 17 years old. She claimed the Rookie of the Year award last night.
She got that at the Dally M's too, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
How good.
She's absolutely killing it. Her and Shanice Parker were joint winners of the NRLW Player of the Year award.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that particular award is based on points. So after each game of the NRLW, the coaches and the staff gave each, like, three team players points.
Yep.
And those points all added up and they couldn't split them.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Equal winners.
And you know
there.
What? The girls wouldn't care about having to share either.
Oh, gosh, no.
There's no egos, I've noticed.
Not at all.
Like, how good.
That's awesome. Sounds like a great night.
Oh, it was so good. And the Jersey Flegg team, which is the boys' side, and the Harvey Norman women's premiership, they were also there last night getting some awards, and they had a really good season too. The Jersey Flegg team lost their grand final in golden points, so it was very, very close.
Yeah. I was going to say, did you get a photo with the trophy or something?
No.
Because I would have.
I should have.
I'm very tourist-like, though.
Yeah.
Did you go and touch it?
No.
No.
Well, it was all the way up on the stage. I'm I feel like I'm not allowed.
No. I'm a journalist. This is a journalistic
thing. Don't you know who I am?
Did you rock up with, like, the journal, like the old school hat and the notepad?
Should have.
That's how you get in places.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll often take those items just to other things.
Yeah, when you're doing your groceries down at Woolies.
Well, like, places where I need to get somewhere that's hard to get to.
Ah.
You either go with a journalist's notepad and hat or a ladder.
A ladder.
Yeah, if you're carrying a ladder, you can go anywhere.
That's true. People don't question someone with a ladder.
Yeah, you want to go to the movies for free? carry a ladder.
Yeah, and go sit up in the projector box. No one's going to question that, are
no,
they?
You just go in there. They don't even check. They check nothing when you've got a ladder.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, the manager knows about this.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm just going to go on and fix in the Rugra. And they go, oh, okay, right there, here you go.
Thanks for that helpful hint.
Yeah, you're very welcome for them. Now, the other thing that happened is there was a bit of a chase out at Windale.
Yes, this was out at Valentine yesterday morning. A 46-year-old employee and a female customer at a service station out there were threatened by a man who ended up taking the wallet of the customer and also threatened the employee there. Managed to get away. Officers tracked down the car, chased it to a house at Windale where they arrested a 21-year-old man. He was hit with a few charges, refused bail, and he faces court in Toronto today.
Yet again with these stories. Stop being a flog.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, my
no
God.
No need to take someone's wallet in a server. I don't feel
you
like...
you don't need to attack someone like and threaten them.
I don't feel like I should have to say that.
No.
That well, seems like
we
I do.
We need a button here that just don't be a flog.
Yeah. I think we can organise that.
I think you can. Where's that voiceover guy when we need him?
Kind of business.
Stop doing our fancy new FM promos. Don't be a flog.
We're just, that's our only request.
Yes.
The Novo's Halloween Party. The Star Hotel with live function room hire and free live entertainment every Friday and Saturday night. 105.3
New FM. Our Instagram has been inundated with people trying to get exclusive tickets to a Halloween party, Creebo. Like,
I know.
Having to sort through these messages is ridiculous.
They're like, hook us up with the tickets.
Hook us up with the good stuff. Man.
Can't help you. You got to do it on air.
You got to win. So the only way to win tickets to our exclusive Halloween party that's going down at the Star Hotel on Friday the 28th of October, you either win them with us, you get on air with us, and you've got the chance to win.
Yeah.
Or you can win right across the workday with Tyler and Michael.
That's right.
So there's two options. One, get involved with the show, because you're going to be hanging out with us on the night anyway. You may as well get involved with the show, right?
Look, it's a no-brainer, really.
Yeah, so you get to walk the blood red carpet, which is really cool. Four Pines, giving us a couple of kegs.
Beautiful.
Which is really cool. And you get to dress up, which is my favourite thing of all.
Yeah, and taking suggestions of what I should dress up as on Instagram, at the Novos _.
Now,
accept all suggestions. I won't do them all, but...
I'm going to just put a semi-suggestion.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to go in drag in some capacity.
Nah, not my thing, so, mate.
No, but not full drag. I'm not saying full drag with full makeup. I'm talking possibly, like, just dressing up as maybe Pocahontas. I know it's not scary, but...
Nah, I don't know,
Ariel. That'd be so cool. You with the clam bra? It'd be very interesting.
Interesting. You have a real fascination with drag, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm an ex-drag queen. Of course I would.
Yeah, you're absolutely obsessed with it.
I've got a red wig that from the Royal Tour last year.
Yeah, you do. You keep that.
No. Oh, my God. Hit us up on Insta, at the Novos _, if you want Creebo to go as Ariel.
Okay.
This would be
amazing.
That'll
be
Photoshop something? Photoshop a picture of
your
head
for that.
On Ariel's body.
But, I'm just putting it out here now. That's not happening.
But if the people say that's what they want, you've got to... You've got to please the people, Creebo.
No, I'm pretty sure I don't. I live my own life.
No. You've got to please the Novos fam.
Rules.
No, my own life
by my own rules.
Hit us up on Instagram at the Novos _. You know what?
Your messages will be ignored.
Maybe give him another idea because he doesn't like the Ariel idea, which I think is fantastic. It's current. Ariel's just about to drop in cinemas.
It's a no from me.
You just need to get on board, Creebo. Be more fun.
I hear what you're saying and I disagree.
Nah. If you want to get involved with the Novos exclusive Halloween party, keep it locked on your FM all day long. It's gonna be
only
so
place to win tickets.
Only place to get your exclusive invite.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Creebo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. New FM.
We were talking yesterday on the show, Creebo, about my mishap at the car wash.
Yeah, that's right.
Where I unfortunately left the door a little bit open and got inundated with water. And you were like, there's a little thing on the dashboard that says your door's open and I couldn't see it. And you're like, maybe you need to go get your eyes checked.
Yeah.
So I do wear glasses.
Yeah.
And we got hit up on Instagram from Adrian, who runs the NIB Eye Care Centre at Glendale, saying, Meg, we've got appointments this afternoon.
We'll sort you out.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, you know what? I probably should get it done before I go overseas.
Yeah.
Like, we can arrange glasses for you before you leave, everything like that. And I might be stupid not to take this up.
Yeah.
So went out and got an eye test done yesterday. And I found out something very interesting during my eye test. Go figure. I've been wearing glasses since like kindergarten.
Yeah.
I only found something out yesterday for the first time.
Wait, okay.
I get eye tests done nearly every 2 years.
Really?
And I only found out about something for the first time yesterday.
Oh, well, the team out there obviously doing good work.
Yes, very well done. We'll get the details.
Megan Prevost.
The Novos.
So yesterday on the show, we got a DM from Adrian, who runs NIB Eye Care Centre at Glendale, saying, Meg, obviously your vision's a bit crap.
Yeah, because you
couldn't see the light on my dashboard saying that my door was open and got inundated with water when I put it through a car wash.
Yeah, I suggested the eye test.
You did, and then they hit us up.
Yeah, which
is cool.
And
they're like, you know, we've got some spots today, Meg, come in. I'm like, you know, why not? It's been a while.
Yeah.
I normally go to one particular place to get my eye test done. I thought, you know what, maybe I should go somewhere different. Maybe
mix it up,
and you know what, maybe they might be able to do something different for me. So the deal is, I can barely see out of my right eye.
Right.
Like, wouldn't be surprised if I was legally blind in that eye, to be completely honest, because so, that's
yeah.
true.
So if you close the other one, can you see how many fingers I've got up, say?
That's okay, we'll close that. You got four.
Oh,
but,
yeah, you're
you know,
right.
It's not that bad, but I can't read things.
Okay.
I can't see,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can see shapes, but I can't read anything.
Right.
Anyway, so I rocked up, and they were really great there.
Hmm.
And I've gone in to do the eye test, and it was quite interesting because I didn't get the optometrist's name. But she was like, oh, and I explained my situation to her,
yeah.
And then she took my glasses. And because the deal is, at the moment, they don't even have a lens strong enough to fix my right eye. They just boost my left eye up. Because
right.
the right eye is completely gone.
Because it's not doing anything.
It's not doing anything. And I've just been told that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
You know, rah, rah, rah. So I did like heaps of eye tests when I was a kid and all that kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Of course.
I never really explained anything. And she goes, you know what it is, right? And I've gone, no. And she goes, when your eyes are forming, like in their formative years, when you're like between 5 and 7,
yeah.
there's a cord. Or something, like a nerve?
Yeah. Is it the optic nerve?
It's not the optic nerve, it was something else. I can't remember exactly what she said. She goes, yours is just busted. And I've gone, what do you mean? She goes, well, you're meant to do exercises to strengthen it in those formative years, otherwise you're screwed for the rest of your life.
Right.
And I'm like, this is why, when I was a kid, I used to have to wear an eye patch on my left eye, use my right eye, and pick up grains of rice with tweezers.
I remember this story.
Right?
Yeah.
And I gave up after a week because it was the most boring activity known to mankind. I am regretting my decisions.
If you had kept going.
If I kept at it, my eye would actually probably be working right now.
Oh, my God. So, if you've got kids and they have to do the rice thing.
Make them do it.
Make them do it.
Mate, I'm so disappointed in myself. 33 years of not being able to see. Because we're talking about, because everyone says, why don't you just get laser? It's not an option for me.
Yeah.
It's not.
You
got to
reconnect that nerve thing.
Exactly. It's nothing to do with any of the lenses in my eye. And I've never heard this before in my entire life. Well, maybe they told my mum or something. But I'm in my adult life and I've gone to get an eye test. No one has ever explained this to me.
Hey, good information from that team.
Yeah. And she's like, okay. And my eyes have gotten a little bit worse.
Mm.
So I need more strength in my left eye. So opting to get more, you know, new glasses to help me out. And it's really, really cool because normally when you just go to like Specsavers or OPSM or whatever, they leave you to your own devices.
Mm.
They go, yep, here you go pick some glasses. And it's really hard if you go by yourself because you can't really get that second opinion.
Yeah.
No. The guy there literally stands with you while you pick glasses and helps you pick the ones that fit your face and fit your
that's good.
Frame and the colours that you're after and all that kind of stuff. And
I said,
this is what I'm after. And he goes, okay. And he picked out like three different pairs for me.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's good to see, like, you know, that sort of thing where
you don't get that
consultative
service
help. Yeah.
A lot these days, but it was really, really cool. So, and I got to meet Adrian as well. It was his day off and he even came in.
Oh, that's nice.
Which was, he said he was picking up a package or something like that. I'm like, you just wanted to check out the...
Yeah, check you out.
Check out the person that you booked in, basically.
Right, right.
Because they didn't know who I was, or he didn't explain it.
Yeah, right.
So when I walked in, I said, oh, I've got an appointment. And he goes, oh, she's gone, what's your name? I'm going, oh, Megan. She goes, Meg? I'm like, yeah, that's probably me. She goes, Meg Novos? Like, maybe I should legally change my name to Meg Novo.
I think you should. Yeah, I think you have to now. Yeah. That's the rules.
So big shout out to the team at NIB. You guys were awesome. Thank you so much.
Hey, Meg, up next, this is very interesting. There's a little animal. Did you know this? There's a little animal that shoots hot acid from its butt.
Of course there is. And of course you found it.
Yeah. This is awesome. I've never heard of this before. Very, very interesting bit of, like a tidbit to take to work today.
All right, details. We're going to do it next. I'm an
animal, like animals like you. Yeah, so Meg, I was today years old when I learnt about the bombardier beetle. Now,
I've never heard of this in my entire life.
Neither have I. This is pretty amazing, though. It's developed a pretty deadly defense mechanism. Right, so what it does, say it comes up against an enemy beetle or something like that that it needs to destroy.
Or a bird.
Some sort of little creature that's trying to eat it.
Mm.
It comes to its own defense by shooting a deadly blast of boiling acid, 100 degrees Celsius, so boiling acid.
Yeah.
From its butthole.
Of course, because where else would it dispense this kind of
liquid? And it doesn't just, like, dribble out. It shoots out at 30 kilometres an hour.
So what did this beetle eat in the lead-up to this? Because normally that kind of stuff can happen if you eat Taco Bell in America.
It's not that. It actually creates this in its own stomach and then shoots it out.
It's like it's... Sometimes you just feel stressed and you need to go to the bathroom. That's what is the vibe that I'm getting here.
Yeah, but it's 100 degrees.
I know, but it's
actually
like
in the body.
Like, you know,
you can feel a bit like that sometimes.
This
is what
I'm
saying.
Getting. Maybe the body's like, okay, this is stress. We need to expel this stress. That's a threat. Let's put it on that.
Now, these beetles, they're pretty much all around the world, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
They're obviously not down in Antarctica, like a lot of stuff is, but almost everywhere else in the world.
How we'd be affected by the...
Getting shot by the butt acid?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Would it corrode our skin? Or?
No doubt somebody will try it on YouTube.
Of course they will.
What's amazing, though, is there's these, like... Because, of course, they can do this slow-mo footage now.
Oh, yeah.
And capture these things happening. And when they capture the beetle shooting out the butt acid...
Yeah.
It's like smoke comes out.
What?
It's just quite extraordinary.
What colour is the acid?
Oh, like just a white sort of clear kind of...
I was hoping like a neon green or something.
Oh, look, this...
That would have been sick.
Could be good. Yeah. I'm sure they can dye it.
Maybe.
Anyway, quite an amazing thing. It's one of the, you know, I guess the incredible things about nature. The old bombardier
beetle. It's not in Australia. But you know what? The reason it's not in Australia is because it can't kill you.
Well, they're saying...
We're full of things that can kill
you. They say every continent except Antarctica. So
we do have
them. I think we got them.
Okay. Not in your backyard.
No, I haven't been shot by a butt acid beetle yet.
No, not yet. There's plenty of time.
I was going to say.
Plenty of life to live, Krubon.
I know. I'm still young.
Exactly. Don't rule it out just yet.
Yeah, it's still early days.
No. Thank you, Krubon.
You're very welcome.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local ads. New FM.
Yeah, and 5 in 10 is up next, Meg. This is, of course, where you have to name 5 things in 10 seconds from the topic that we give you.
Very easy.
Oh, couldn't be easier.
$50 fuel card up for grabs, by the way.
Oh, how much do you... Everybody wants that.
Yeah, I had to fill up yesterday. Not ideal.
Oh, it's very expensive at the moment.
I'd like to fill up on UFM dollars, let me tell you. Be nice. 13:10 and 9 if you want to play 5 in 10. Good morning, Tyler.
Morning.
How are we feeling today? We're a little bit off yesterday.
She's still crook, you guys.
Oh, yeah. Poor bugger.
No good.
So we've got the milk coffee biscuits in here just in case for you.
Yeah.
Keeping things
munch
plain.
On a couple of them. You know what, biscuits. Keep it down. Biscuits, you know, they're the staple food when you're sick.
Yeah, dry pickies are good, actually.
Yeah, they soak up. a lot of whatever's going on.
Yeah,
whatever's going on.
And you know what? I just love a biscuit.
Well, who doesn't?
Any excuse. Yeah,
we're just doing biscuit chat.
We're sucker for Arnott's biscuits in here, by the way. Arnott's, if you're listening.
Yeah, hook us up, would you?
Because someone keeps stealing them. That's another. That's a story for another day.
Yeah, somebody is stealing our biscuits, and it's not good.
No, but biscuits chat aside, 5 in 10.
Yeah, $50 worth of free petrol. If you want it, it's really easy. Just call now. 131009.
Easiest way you're going to fill your tank. Bugger going to work to do
I know. Get the free money from
in
us.
In 10 seconds, come on. 131009 if you want to play. We'll take your calls.
The Novos. Megan Crevo. 5 in 10. New FM.
All right, very simple comp that we run here in the morning. All you have to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds. You against the buzzer with the topic we give you.
Yes.
You get them, you get the prize. Today, a $50 fuel card plus in the draw for our tickets to our Halloween party.
How good. So we get a category first of all. We do that first thing. Spin that old wheel, Crevo.
And it has come up as... the ocean.
Ocean? I don't think we've had this before.
No.
This
first
is pretty
time,
cool.
First
All
time.
Right, let's go to the phones. We're going to meet Donna in Raymond Terrace. Hey, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we are fantastic, Donna. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What do you think about the category of ocean? We've never had this before.
I know, I can only think of three.
No, but no, that's the cat. Don't worry, that's the category. The topic might be a little bit easier. You never know. You ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Your topic, what we need for you to name in 10 seconds is 5 things that you would take to the beach. Your time starts now.
Towel, bucket, spade, umbrella, sunscreen.
Yeah, she's done it. Jeez. Well done, Donna.
Too easy.
$50 fuel card's coming your way.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate that.
You are so welcome. Yeah. How good. Well done to Donna.
Oh, Donna absolutely loved getting free fuel.
Yeah. Hey, on the other side of this, we're going to a place in Canada. I love Canada.
Oh, yeah. Nice part of the world.
Yeah. I've never been. Oh, I will be going. My layover's in Canada in 2 weeks.
How long for?
10 hours.
Will you be leaving the airport?
Probably not.
Yeah, well, are you really going?
I'm technically going to be in Canada.
All right, okay.
I'm crossing a border.
Eat some poutine.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, that's just chips and gravy and cheese. Like, hello.
That's right up your alley.
Definitely going to have... You just reminded me I have to have poutine in Canada.
Yeah, of course
anyway,
you do.
There's a place over there called Cheadle.
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 Never heard of it.
Now, they've got
is
a
that
new,
one of the capital cities?
I don't think it's a capital city or anything like that, but Cheadle is famous now for something related to... one of the most idyllic chips known to mankind.
Oh, your favourite.
One of my favourites, yeah.
All right,
get
excellent.
The details on the other side of these.
Megan Crevo.
I'll be honest with you, Crevo. I've never heard of this town in Canada before until now.
Cheadle.
Cheadle. So it's spelled C-H-E-A-D-L-E. Now, the thing is, people have taken to the internet because an official term has been coined for the good old snack, the Cheeto. Now, you know the see, I love a Cheeto cheese and bacon ball, but the original Cheetos, if you will, they're like these little tubes.
They look like a bent finger.
Oh, basically.
No. Or is this the tube one that you could wear like a ring?
No. This is like the bent finger type of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, the official Twitter account for Cheetos, so Chester Cheetah.
Chester Cheetah.
He has his own.
Yeah, of course he does. His
Twitter.
Little Cheetah.
That's been verified.
Yeah.
We can't get verified on Instagram and Twitter, but he can. Basically, you know when you stick your hand into a packet of Cheetos? Mm. I don't know how often you partake in Cheetos.
It's not a common thing.
It's not common. It is very much a kid's food, let's be real. You know how your fingers get covered in orange dust?
Yeah, the Cheeto dust.
No. It's not Cheeto dust. It's apparently called Cheetle.
Cheadle.
But spelt C-H-E-E-T-L-E.
Like the name of this town.
Yes. So what they've done is they've decided this needs to be a thing. We need to make a giant Cheeto in this town of Cheadle in Canada.
So in the tradition of your giant prawn, your giant merino.
Your giant Ugg boot.
The Ugg boot, of course.
They've decided they want to make a giant Cheeto. And this is exactly what they've done. It stands 17 feet tall. And what it is... It looks like brass or something, silver.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's three fingers covered in Cheetle dust holding a giant Cheeto.
Oh, that's a town with a sense of humour. You've got to give them that because you could just, that you know there'd be so many naysayers and old people complaining about it.
It's Cheetos. This is corporate.
You just got to embrace the fun and enjoy what is.
Have a bit of fun, my friends. This is actually really cool.
It's a tourist attraction.
Now, to me, though, it genuinely looks like an actual Cheeto. Sometimes these these giant versions of things,
they don't look real.
No. This looks like an actual hand holding a Cheeto with Cheetle dust on it.
I've just had a look now. That's good because, you know, like even the big banana, right, up on, is it Coffs Harbour?
Coffs Harbour.
It's got windows down the side.
Yeah.
Bananas don't have windows.
This just looks like it's in the middle of nowhere.
This is cool. I like this.
Are you going to go and visit the giant Cheetle?
If I go to Canada, why not? Because I do like a big thing.
I'm just throwing the fact that...
Do you like a big thing, Meg?
I love a big thing. But the thing is, I just can't get over the fact that Chester Cheetah has a Twitter account that's been verified.
I'm
a little bit jealous of that fact.
Quick question. Yeah. You're from down Toronto way. Do you know there's that, like, big prawn on the side of the highway?
Isn't that near Swansea?
Yeah, near Swansea.
Yeah, well, Swansea's nowhere near Toronto.
Well, that direction, right?
It's completely opposite sides of the lake.
Yeah, but you're south still of Newcastle.
Yeah, but you don't go past
My question is...
Yeah.
It's because it's just abandoned there. Who owns that big prawn and what's going on with it?
I think there was a seafood shop there at one point, and that's where the giant prawn came from.
Yeah, but it's just abandoned now.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to ask someone from Swansea.
Okay.
People in Toronto and people in Swansea.
If anyone knows...
Different types of people, Creeper.
If anyone knows if it's for sale or what's going on, I want to know.
Oh, you want to buy the giant prawn?
No, I don't know. I'm just interested.
No, you want to buy the giant prawn and sell it in your shop.
I'm interested. I want to know about that.
If you know about it, hit us up on Instagram. Yeah,
send us a message.
At the Novos _...
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly, it wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local ads. New FM.
Hey, Meg, you've heard of L plates and P plates, yeah?
Yeah.
Have you heard of R plates?
I've seen this going around. People are going nuts about this.
Yeah, so essentially what it is these new R plates, they're blue with the letter is white.
Yes.
And the idea is that they're for nervous drivers.
Yes.
So if you're a nervous driver... You don't like it when people get tailgate you or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, who does? But it really freaks you out. You throw one of these on and people will stay away from them, give you a wide berth.
I think the R is meant for respect or something
Anyway.
Looks a bit weird in my opinion. Apparently this is being rolled out by My Car, which is the automotive place for Kmart.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not being brought in any legislative manner. It's kind of like a baby on board
sort
type
of situation. Yeah, exactly. But it looks like a plate.
Yeah.
So the idea is as well might add confidence for elderly drivers or people that have had like a bit of a break from driving.
Yeah.
They drove, you know, they got their license and they're 18, didn't have a car for 20 years.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Mm.
Anyway, this is the idea, but what I wanted to do here.
Okay.
13 10 09, dob in someone you know that could use R plates.
Are you calling through right now? Because maybe that's me. I'm such a nervous driver. I always have been.
You're very fast at some points.
Yes, but
and then constantly on the lookout and nervous.
Yes, always.
You're always looking around.
Yep.
Always, I don't know, you've got a nervous energy about you when you drive.
This is why no one likes to be in the car with me under any circumstances.
Maybe this is the perfect thing for you.
Maybe. I'm never going to have a baby on board sticker in my car, am I?
Well, that's true.
Absolutely
you can
not.
Have an R plate instead. Yeah. Everyone that gets on the show this morning in the draw for tickets to our Halloween party,
really
which is
cool.
Awesome.
Star Hotel, 28th of October.
Yeah, very simple. 13 10 09. Do you know someone who should have the R plates? Mm. Maybe it's a mate. Maybe it's your missus.
Yep.
Or your partner or something. We'd love to hear your stories up next. Shut up and drive.
Shut up and drive.
All right, talking about the new R plates that they're considering bringing in, or it's not really a, I guess,
government
official,
issued.
Yeah, but it's
plate.
Something that you can have a little blue plate with the white letter R instead of all the others.
Yeah,
and it basically means give this person some space. They're a bit of a nervous driver. Maybe a bit accident prone, that sort of thing.
It's so funny because you're going to get the people who are going to see these plates, which you can print off yourself, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, they've got the template.
Steer clear.
You're going to get the people who are like, this person's nervous, let's mess with them.
Oh, God.
There's going to be those people. Someone's hit us up on Instagram, Darren at the Novos _. My 82-year-old Nana needs these more than anyone. She insists on driving whenever we go out, but does 20K under the speed limit and avoids merging at all costs.
Oh, yeah, that's a you definite know those person drivers. Who needs the R plate. I want to dob in my friend, Amy.
She's, hi, Amy. Nice to meet you.
She's one of the clumsiest people I've ever known. So, yeah. Like, for example, I witnessed this. She was chatting to her boss one day, like leaning back on her office chair, chatting away. Just fell straight backwards off the office chair. Seen her fall in a hole, that sort of stuff.
Have you been in the car with her, though?
Too nervous.
No. Oh.
Because her cars are always covered in scratches, dents and dings, bumps, etc.
Okay.
And I've seen her have a few cars over the years, likely because of this.
Maybe.
She needs the R plates.
How's Emmy on the road?
Oh, good, yeah.
She's good?
Never, hasn't had any dings or bumps or anything.
I don't know. I got the theory she might be a nervous driver, but
nah,
I wasn't
not
sure.
At all. Very confident. Got 100% on the driving test.
So you wouldn't believe it. On my driving test, I got 107%.
Yeah, she got something like that
as
well.
I didn't understand what the go was. Apparently, if there's hazards or something,
you can,
they increase
pick up extra.
And 107%.
Doesn't make you less nervous on the road.
You know, it's so funny, though. I used to hate driving a lot, but then I've gotten a bit more confident over the last couple of months doing the DoorDash and menu
lock because you're just driving more.
All the time.
Yeah, on the go.
Not to mention, we did an experiment on the show a couple of months ago because I can't parallel park.
Yeah.
Under any circumstances.
Well, you couldn't.
I couldn't. And then we had...
We got you a lesson, basically.
We got me a lesson, basically, in this fancy car and taught me how to do it. Granted, I've got the reversing camera now.
That helps.
Probably doesn't hurt the situation. But I reverse park on Beaumont Street now, on Derby.
Isn't it freeing, right?
You know what? I used to do loops and laps of every street trying to find a park, and now it's just like, I can fit there.
Yeah, if you can fit, you sit.
Can I just... Yeah, I'm a cat.
Basically, a cat of driving.
Let me tell you, if you're a nervous driver, bloody reversing camera, mint.
It helps a lot,
Let me tell you. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Tyler?
Elton John and Britney are running a competition for an artist to do their cover art, which I think is cool.
Interesting. All
That's
right.
Fun.
Details on the other side of these.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
So Elton John and Britney have put the call out for some cover art artists.
Yeah, so obviously you guys know the new Elton and Britney song we've been playing these last couple of weeks.
Hold me closer.
They've held a competition on Elton John's Insta to find an artist to do the cover art for the new song, and he's posted a bunch of amazing artworks celebrating the song and then got people to vote on their favourites.
Ah, okay.
This is cool. Like a democracy chooses the cover title.
Yeah.
The album title.
Yeah, and the top two pieces of art were chosen by the people.
Yeah.
And a fellow Aussie has won.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
How good.
He's from Brizzy. His name's James Hillier, and he's opted for the kind of comic cartoon vibe. A very young Elton John rocking a mullet with his famous big yellow sunnies.
Wow, this looks cool.
I like that. Yeah. It's awesome.
And a very windswept Britney as well with a rig out on the cover.
Of course she does.
And James has taken to Instagram to thank them both, saying to Elton John and Britney Spears, words can't adequately describe how surreal and significant this is for me. I've admired your artistry my whole life. To be affiliated in this official capacity is deeply special, and I'll cherish it always.
This is really cool.
That's really cool. I really like Elton John. John is just one of those people that is so for the people.
Yeah.
Do you know that every tour that he does in every different country, he'll go to a local record store and find a local musician to be his support artist?
That's really cool.
Yeah.
He understands what it was like.
That's right.
You know, to get to a point, like when you're not famous, when you're not a superstar.
So that's how, struggle. You know the musician from New Zealand, Benny?
Yes.
That's how she was discovered. She was discovered by Elton John, and he put her music out there. And when he was playing in New Zealand, she was the support act for him. And from then on, her career just blew up.
Wow. It's then again, so I haven't heard from her in a while, but you know what? Maybe she needs to release
something.
She's
got some new stuff. Yeah, she's back with some new stuff, but I think, yeah, obviously with COVID, it was a bit rough. But yeah, she's back.
She dropped just as COVID hit.
Yeah. So, and I mean, that's just one of the musicians. Busby Maru was another Indigenous artist that Elton John discovered as well. He does amazing work for the music industry. So this is just, you know, another part of that work.
Another way he can do it outside the music industry in the art world.
Yeah, it's really cool.
This is really cool. Well done to the artist.
Yeah, awesome. That's congratulations.
Awesome. They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
The other day, Meg, you famously washed your car.
Yes, I tend to do it a lot more now.
Since you've got a new car. Yeah, and you did it with the door partly open in the automatic car wash and soaked.
It was a mistake!
Soaked.
Oh,
absolutely
my God.
Soaked. That water just jetted straight through the open door.
Yeah.
Into you.
Luckily, I copped most of this.
Yeah, so the car wasn't too wet.
No.
But still, don't go through the automatic car.
With your door open.
God, that's a lesson in life.
It's an life advice from me.
Exactly.
Don't do it.
All right. This is what I thought we could do here. 13:10:09. What went wrong at the car wash?
Okay.
Because you got big machines, you got water, you've got brushes that perhaps are too harsh.
Yeah, maybe you had some stuff on the floor, you sucked up with the vacuum.
Oh, something valuable, because you can't get that back.
No, you can't.
Once it's in those giant tube vacuum things, that's the end of that.
It's gone for good.
I mean, those vacuums in itself are quite amazing.
I love them.
Yeah, something about it.
I know this sounds really weird. Mm. Your car smells different after you vacuum it.
Yeah,
it does. With one of those things, and I love the smell.
13:10:09, what went wrong at the car wash after Meg got soaked by leaving her door open in the automatic car wash?
You're just going to keep bringing this up, aren't you? I'm not going to live this down.
No, of course not. Best caller on air today gets a double pass to our exclusive Halloween party. It's going to be great. Costumes, drinks, all that stuff.
Prizes as well. A trip to Hunter Valley is up for grabs at our Halloween party.
Don't forget DJ Mike James. My God, that guy is a musical genius.
He can spin a tune, let me tell you.
Oh, it's unreal. If you want to come along to that, 13:10:09.
Exclusive tickets. The only way you can go is winning.
Yeah.
Them, so
13:10:09. What went wrong at the car wash?
Megan Crevo. The
Novos.
What went wrong at the car wash is what we're after here.
You don't need Stories to retell the story.
Pretty sure we do. Meg got soaked because she left her door open and went through the automatic
car wash. Ajar. Slightly ajar. Didn't realise.
Soaked to the bone. Now, producer Tyler, you were telling us about someone that you know that had a problem with the car wash.
Yeah, my idiot sister.
You have so much respect for your sister, by the way.
We do love each other deep down.
Okay.
So what happened?
Yeah.
She borrowed Dad's car after a holiday, and she had a suitcase in the back, and Dad's car is a ute, and she, I don't know why, what possessed her to take it through the car wash on the way home from the holiday, but she did, and her suitcase was in the back. Got drenched.
Why would you take a ute through an automatic...
Well, why not?
If you've got nothing in the tray, it just rinses it out. But if you've got something in the back...
Wouldn't it pool water?
Nah, it'd have a drain.
Yeah, no.
Yes, otherwise, everyone would be driving around with little pools in the back of there.
That's why they have the covers over the back of the utes, isn't it?
No. That's a very funny moment.
Claire,
we're just uncovered.
Claire has hit us up on Instagram at @thenovos_. My dad took his pride and joy Kingswood through one of the automatic ones with the brushes back in the 90s, and there were metal threads in the brush that he didn't see, scratched his windows and his doors up really good. Firstly, the sound was excruciating. Secondly, the damage cost $1,500, which the car wash refused to pay.
Oh, the worst.
Brutal.
I had a friend who had a fairly new Lexus, same problem.
No.
Yeah, all scratched on the roof.
You know what? If you're going to spend a lot of money on a car like that,
hand wash it.
Either hand wash it or take it to one of the people who do it for you.
Because any Lexus panel you need repaired,
I know when you're going...
Insane.
I know, obviously, you want to keep your car nice and shiny. I'm pretty sure Lexus is one of those places where when you take your car to get serviced, they wash it for you.
Oh, no doubt, but, you know...
But in between services...
You want it what? You want it clean looking, right?
That's true.
Get it hand washed.
To be fair, one of the only times I really do clean my car is before a service.
So they're not judging you.
Yeah, I do that as well.
Lately with this car, I've been quite good, but keeping at the moment, it is trash.
The thing though with a Lexus, I feel, is that if you're paying $1 billion for a car, that should come with the warranty that they'll clean it for you in a few weeks.
You think so, but you do not.
But the people who can afford a Lexus can take it to one of those star car washes at Westfield or whatever and get it done while they're getting their groceries done for the valet parking.
You would think so. I know, right? Mm.
Hey, up next, love it or loathe it, our producer Tyler is going to hit Crevo and I with a daily topic. We have 3 seconds, three split seconds, to decide whether we love it or loathe it. We're going to do it next. I don't care. New FM. Love it. All right, this is the time where Tyler hits us with a daily topic. We have three split seconds to decide whether we love it or we loathe it. Tyler, what have you got for us this morning?
Holidays.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Oh, loathe them, absolutely loathe them.
Who needs even a second to decide that?
You'd be a psychopath if you hated them. So a travel expert has come out with the top 9 signs that show you're in desperate need for a holiday.
Oh,
do you guys want to know?
Have you got that tick sound effect ready?
I do. Let's go.
All right, ready? Let's see how many you guys can get out of 9.
All right. Mm.
Number 1, you often lose your temper.
Yep, on the roads in particular. Yeah, you don't.
No, I'm all right.
You're out for that.
I'm a cranky woman all the time.
You need a holiday.
Yeah, I do. Okay. You're making unhealthy choices.
Oh, yes. Tick.
I have a bacon and egg muffin sitting next to me right now, so definite tick.
We love eating bickies at the crack of dawn.
Exactly.
So that's constant.
Yep.
3, you're making mistakes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, just in life.
I'm just a general mistake in life.
Just in life. What else you got?
Number 4, you can't sleep.
This happened to me the other night. I went to bed at 8.
Yeah.
I didn't fall asleep until 10:30.
I have no trouble sleeping. So
you don't. You were sleeping on the floor 10 seconds ago.
Yeah, I'm always sleeping.
Yeah.
Sleep anywhere, all the time.
5, you're neglecting your personal life.
No, I'm actually not for a change.
Oh, I am. I've still got washing on the line that's been there since last week.
Actually, I've been meaning to go to Tumblr for the last week, so there you go.
Maybe a bit, yeah.
You've got holiday envy?
Oh, definitely. My friend just spent a month in Europe.
Yes.
Couldn't be jealous of.
So many friends of mine are in Europe, and I'm seeing it all over Instagram, and I hate them.
A friend of mine's in Abu Dhabi right now, and it looks divine.
Yeah. Oh. Gross.
Yeah.
Number 7, you've lost your spark.
Couldn't be happier.
I think, though, because I have a holiday planned.
Yeah,
that's why.
That's half the fun is the fantasy.
Yes. Your next one is on the horizon. Number 8, your last holiday is a distant memory.
Oh, God, I can't remember.
I keep firing off this thing.
And number 9, your time away from work isn't exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I work.
I love it.
I work.
Guys, we need a holiday.
Definitely. Can't come soon enough. That's what I'll say.
You know what? Bring it on. 2 weeks today until I fly out, actually.
Is that 9 from 9? Did we get 9 out of 9?
I think I did. I think pretty much. Yeah.
I didn't, but I still need one.
Yeah, you started booking yours last night, though. Yeah.
Yeah, end of the year. End of the year.
Oh, life's just so boring.
Yes. Well, I'll talk to you guys in 2 weeks when I'm in Vegas.
No, thanks.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll give you all that holiday envy.
Oh, I'm going to have plenty of
I've
that.
I've already got that.
Yeah, more of it coming in 2 weeks' time.
Megan Trevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, we've heard the tales of Waratah Manor. This is the house that producer Tyler lives in, big old manor house in Waratah.
Is it Waratah or Waratah West?
Waratah West.
Yes.
Right, okay.
What are these details in
it's important to know. Now, we heard, of course, about Fred the Ghost. Fred the Ghost interacting with Tyler, having a good old chat.
Bit of a...
Via Knox, exactly. Now, there's a new character in this story. Tell us what's happening.
Oh, we have a hot neighbour, you guys.
There's nothing better in life than a hot neighbour.
Oh, isn't there wash?
Oh, my God.
Now, are they out regularly washing their car with no shirt on? Like, what's the situation?
This is literally what happened on Monday afternoon, Primo, who was out on the street washing his car with no shirt on.
Now, is this a Carly Rae Jepsen situation for the Call Me Maybe video where she's
what
like...
What happens in that?
She's fawning over this guy, her neighbour, who is out washing his car shirtless, all that kind of stuff.
Well, it's funny because I was inside in my pyjamas and my slippers with my hair in a big top knot watching him doing the dishes.
That's not stalkerish under any circumstances.
Well, to be fair, my kitchen window kind of looks out onto their yard.
Oh,
right?
So accidentally so you, on purpose you were doing the dishes.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, I've got some more dishes to do.
The thing is, it wasn't me that was perving on him. We kind of live on a corner block, so, and it's kind of on a main drag. A lot of people are driving through there. It's kind of behind the Mata, so a lot of staff, I would assume.
Yeah, right, okay.
Anyway, it's a busy street. I counted on two hands the amount of women that stopped and looked at him. Oh. One woman literally turned the corner, stopped, wound the window down, gave him a little nod, said, "Afternoon, how are you?" Kept going, and he was like, "Oh, good, thanks." Like, he was so weirded out by it.
You would
Another
be.
Woman literally drove herself off the road. I'm not kidding. She hit the gutter.
Is he that hot?
Well, I mean, he's got a nice rig on him.
Yeah.
Wow. So what
he's
we
far
learned-
too young for any of us to be looking at, though.
So we're talking like 18?
Oh, yeah just, right. I would say.
Yeah.
Very good looking, but, like, these elderly women were drooling.
Some younger guys like a cougar.
Maybe they do.
I'm a single girl.
Yeah.
Maybe. But does he like the cougars?
Are you having a housewarming party by any chance? Invite him along?
I can if you like.
Is it going to be like a steamy, hot Saturday afternoon?
Yeah.
I'll make him get his Subaru Pulsar out and just...
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, nah.
So you've got the neighbour kids from around the corner like throwing mud on his car?
Yeah. Oh, again?
Oh, my God.
What has it got... Well, you know what I've learned here? If you've got more than you're counting them on two hands... The ladies of Waratah West are
thirsty.
Jesus, they're just parched, thirsty all the time.
Thirsty girl.
And it became a thing for Marcus and I to sit there at the kitchen window and watch it happen because it was like peak hour, 5 p.m., everyone's knocking off work, a busy time, and this poor bloke just wanted to wash his car with his rig out in peace.
Shirtless in the front.
And women are just literally stopping and drooling over him. It was so uncomfortable to watch, but it was like a car accident. You couldn't look away.
But at the same time, internally, he would have been like, "I love this."
Oh, yeah. I think he would have been.
He would frost
it. But he did look genuinely terrified by the end of it. He's like, "I'm out."
Interestingly.
I don't know if he finished washing the car.
Marcus loving this whole situation as well.
It was hilarious.
He doesn't mind watching too.
Okay, no. Can I ask, is Marcus going to get out there and provide some competition?
I hope he does.
Like, he'll get out there with his rig out washing the car.
Oh, my God. I hope he does.
Do you reckon the ladies would stop for him?
Yeah, of course.
Of course they would.
Yeah. I mean, if they do, though, don't come. I'll come at you.
It's a different situation.
You'll be throwing hands left, right, and centre.
Watch out.
Wow. Hey, on the other side of this, I came across an article yesterday, and it's just blown my mind. You know how there's emotional support things that you can get?
So, yeah. A dog.
Yeah, an emotional support animal. Mm. People like a blanket.
Oh, yes.
I know some people have an emotional support necklace because they like to fiddle with it, like a fidget spinner or something like that. The newest trend... the emotional support water bottle.
Oh, the world has gone mad.
Apparently it's a thing. Going to delve into the details on the other side of these.
Megan Trevo.
This has baffled me. I understand emotional support things. I get them. I get why they're important.
The idea of it is good.
Like the emotional support animal, I think is great. I would love to have that for me with the birds, but obviously I don't need them.
Yeah.
I don't want to, what do you call it, like... water down, essentially.
Well, it's an important thing.
Exactly. But this is apparently a thing now, the emotional support water bottle.
Oh, they are taking the mickey out of this.
Now, the thing is, I get it, because there are certain people that I know who have had the same water bottle for at least a year.
That is true. People keep them a long time.
They will not leave the house without them. And it's been noted, it's not just them. During COVID, for some reason, it became a thing, a real, real thing.
That's right.
People are forking out a ridiculous amount of money for these water bottles.
Because, okay, a normally sort of expensive water bottle might be $25 or something.
I've seen the fancy ones that have got the built-in filters. I've seen the ones
that
have got
more than that.
The blue lights in them so they kill any bacteria. No. We're talking, I've done a bit of a list of these water bottles.
The features or something.
The emotional support water bottle, I understand. If you're spending this much money on it, you don't want to lose it. Therefore, it's with you 24/7.
Yeah.
We'll just go with the Kmart 2-litre grey drink bottle, right? $5.
Cheap.
Understandable.
Good value.
Sturdy.
Yeah.
If you happen
to... Put water in it, drink it.
Which is what it's there for, right? And then we move on to the Lululemon one.
Oh, yeah. Lululemon, is it?
Lululemon.
Yeah, the exercise brand.
Yeah, so it's the Back to Life 1-litre one, $59.
Oof,
that
already.
Could be a bit standard, depending... the colour's ugly, by the way.
There's still a lot of money. They're taking advantage of, like, yoga mums.
Yeah.
Pilates mums.
The Prada. Prada have gotten in on this now.
Oh, yeah.
The 600ml glass water bottle, $305.
Oof. Not enough water as well. You want, like, you know, 800 to a litre minimum.
So you can get, like, ones on Amazon for $30, as you were saying. Frank Green have got a 2-litre one for $90, which is actually quite cute. I'll give them that. But this is where it gets a little bit more
off
ridiculous.
The charts, yeah.
Dior.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't even a water bottle.
Yeah, what is
this? This is the Dior Aqua Insulated Bottle Holder with strap. What do you think this will set you back?
Oh, if the other one, what was the other designer
the Prada,
one?
The Prada glass, 600. Yeah, the Prada glass 600ml bottle was $305.
Okay.
This isn't a water bottle. This is their water bottle holder.
$1,450. Oh, they are
now,
taking...
Now, I love Dior. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of the designer dresses and the shoes and everything. I'm not dropping... I don't care how much support this water bottle gives me emotionally. I'm not casing it in a $1,450 water bottle holder.
What is it made of? Is it just like that wetsuit material?
That's what it looks like.
They just, you know, how the factories, remember they started making pencil cases out of it?
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously out of the leftover scraps and
now,
print Billabong on it and
I'm
charge $30.
I'm going to send you a link.
All right, having a look at this thing.
You know what? It's ugly. Describe it.
Okay. All right.
It's actually ugly.
It's still loading. God,
of course
here we
is.
Go. The internet here is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's
all right.
Ugly.
All right. You know what it looks like? At Kmart, they've got these little, like, plastic storage baskets with the little holes in it.
Yeah, with an army print on it. That's what it looks
like. Looks like they've snipped that out as the material and then put it around some of that wetsuit stuff that they have in pencil cases.
I've sent this to you as well, Tyler. What do you think?
I'm in.
You like it?
Oh, I love an emotional support water bottle.
You've had
always
the same glass
one.
Bottle like for a while now, I've noticed.
Yeah, but it's only because my insulated one was a bit yuck, so I had to toss it. And I have been online shopping for a new one, but it must be the right size. It must have a handle on it. It must be the right shape. It must be insulated.
Wait. Your one at the moment doesn't have a handle.
No, I know, and I'm really struggling with it. I've dropped it so many times on its lid.
Oh.
And it's dented. It's not a good one, so I need a better one. I'm in the market for one. I could buy this Dior one.
Buy it.
Tyler's friend's Christmas is just around the corner. She wants a water bottle.
And holder. But it must be the specific one. Don't buy me a crappy one.
She only wants the Dior Aqua Insulated Bottle Holder.
Yes, please.
For $1,450.
Yes, please, very
much.
You
can go to DL.com for that one.
This is what I say.
Hello, Dior.
There's one born
actually,
every minute.
Hello, Dior. I didn't mean to say that about your product. You can send it my way.
Meg suddenly loves it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly, it wasn't that important.
Help. Elton Ovo's Local As, New FM.
All right, so I was talking to my mate the other day. He's like, oh, we're just having a little birthday party this coming weekend. You know, he said, look, we're just going to do the classic and get a Woolies mud cake.
That's the way to do it.
I was like, you mean a Coles mud cake, the superior mud cake?
What?
And he was like, no, Woolies is the better one.
No one goes direct to the Coles mud cake. What are you talking about?
Meg. I know Woolies, like, has this bit of a reputation, but once you try the Coles one, you'll never go back to the Woolies mud cake.
I've tried both. I've worked at both establishments. I've worked at Woolies and I've worked at Coles.
I don't think you've tried the Coles one properly then.
No, because we used to have it in the tea room all the time. The bakery would always chuck them in there. And
it's
you know
the
what?
The better one.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I've worked for both supermarkets. I am an avid taste tester of the mud cake. Woolies have the superior mud cake. What are you talking about?
Well, that's just wrong. It's not as fluffy as the Coles one. No, it's not as light and fluffy.
But mud cakes aren't meant to be light and fluffy. Mud cakes are meant to be dense. That's the whole point of a mud cake.
And
the glaze.
And this is the exact argument I had with my friend.
The glaze, the chocolate frosting or whatever you call it, the ganache, if you will, is superior.
No, it isn't.
So much more chocolatey.
It isn't. If you think the Woolworths is the correct answer, you're wrong.
You're going to find out very soon you are wrong. 13, 10 and 9, what's better? The Coles mud cake or the traditional Woolies mud cake?
Traditional? As if. You wait till you try the Coles one if you haven't.
I already have. Most people would have had
one. You got it wrong.
Together.
All right. This is the debate because I had this exact same argument with my friend. Is it, which is better, the Coles mud cake or the Woolies mud cake? 13, 10, 09, or join the poll on our Instagram at @thenovos_. Everyone that calls the show, of course, can get tickets to our
exclusive
Halloween party. Exactly.
Yeah, it's going down at the Star in town on the 28th of October. Drinks, couple of drinks included. You get to hang out with us, dress up.
That's right.
DJ Mike James.
Are you Team Crevo, Team Coles, or Team Meg, Team Woolworths? 13, 10, 09.
Make sure you hit the poll up on Instagram at the Novos. We'll get the official results on the other side of this.
God, what you gonna do with that dessert?
Yeah, that's right. This is, of course, the debate I had with my friend. I was like, he wanted to get a Woolies mud cake for his friend's birthday party. I said, you mean Coles, the superior of the mud cakes?
No, Woolies has it. In the bag.
We spent 5 minutes on the phone talking about this.
Of course you did, because you're mad.
And then I brought this deer and you're like, it's Woolies all the way. And you've worked there. You think that brings you credibility.
Yeah, it does.
Wrong.
Because I used to taste them on a regular basis.
Yeah, probably not at the same time though.
No, but at the same time, I have eaten a lot of Coles mud cake. I have the
better ones.
I have the figure of a woman who likes a lot of mud cake, let me tell you.
All right, so this is the debate. Which is better, Coles or Woolies?
Yeah, all right, let's go to the phones. Jenny is in Maryland. Hey, Jenny.
Good morning, Jenny Craig.
Hello, Jenny
I'm telling
Craig.
You now. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I feel like this
mud
is going...
Mud cake brings the sexy chat out in everybody, let
it
me
does,
tell you.
It
hey,
does.
Woolies versus Coles mud cake, Jenny. What's going on? What are you superior?
I'm going Coles all the way.
Absolutely not. What are you
Their
couple
eyes, like
ganache
in it, man. It is
the
bomb.
Okay, yeah. All right. Jenny's for Coles. That's one for Coles.
Yes, one for common sense. Brett in Williamtown up next. Hello.
Hey, mate. I'm going for Coles as well.
Oh, yes. Good people, Brett.
So many smart people around Newcastle and the Hunter. They
okay,
know.
Let's go to one know. More. Let's go to Cheryl in Gateshead. Hey, Cheryl.
Hi.
Hey, what are you going? Woolies versus Coles, the mud cake. Who's the winner?
Woolies, hands down.
Yeah, it is. Thank you very much, Sharon. Common sense prevails for once. But we did have a message from Joshy on Instagram at @thenovos_. Apparently, it's neither. Aldi has the best mud cake.
Surely not.
Now, this is the thing. I can't make this judgment because I've never tried it. So
neither
guess who's going
I.
to Aldi after work to buy myself a mud cake. But he did say at the same time, if he couldn't get his hands on a Aldi mud cake, it would go Coles than Woolies.
That's right. So really, if you look at the callers, 66% of the callers said Coles. Now let's go to the Instagram poll.
Have a look at the Instagram poll. Or Crevo.
Yeah.
85% are saying Woolies.
Really?
Yes.
That's weird. There's something, people maybe just haven't tried Coles recently.
Maybe. They might have changed their recipe. Who knows?
I doubt
it. There are certain cakes, though, that I do not like from Coles.
Oh, I can't say I've tried any other.
They do a rainbow cake.
What?
You that has rainbow layers in it.
I wouldn't waste my time with anything.
I'm not a fan of that, but every other cake I've had from Coles is okay. But when you have the side-by-side comparison of the mud cakes from Woolworths versus Coles, Woolies hands down.
Oh, no. Well, that's what you say. I say you're wrong.
How about we check in on that poll?
Yeah, later in the show.
And get some more common sense from people. Yeah. What's the goss up next with producer Tyler?
Some big and very hot celebs have been spotted in our very own backyard recently. And if you just want to conveniently go on a road trip this weekend, I'm going to let you know where you could go.
All right. Take them a Woolies mud cake.
Yeah.
Coles is better.
Nah,
that's for your enemies.
What's the goss up next?
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
So, Tyler, we're going on a road trip, right?
Yeah, we're going to go on and have a perv on some hot celebs
that
have been spotted around town.
Yeah, who are we perving on?
Aquaman himself, Jason Momoa.
Yes, please.
He's been papped hanging out at the Opera Bar in Sydney.
Yep.
He's also on break, apparently, from his Apple TV show, Chief of War, which is why he's here, because I think they're filming that in New Zealand. So he's just popped over for a little holiday.
Cheeky little getaway.
He was also
spotted
having brekkie at Bill's in Bondi. I was literally there last weekend. Imagine if I was there at the same time as Jason Momoa.
Oh, mate.
Did you see him?
No, I wish. But a staff member at Bill's did say he was super friendly, kind, and just really down to earth. They let him get a photo.
He seems to be that kind of guy. I think he went to a pub after the filming of something once, and he just shouted the entire pub.
That's very on brand for him, I feel. They clearly love the eastern suburbs of celebs, though, because Eva Mendes was spotted in Rose Bay.
Ooh, fancy.
I assume this would be because her husband, Ryan Gosling, is actually living here at the moment, filming this new movie, so that makes sense.
Just give me some Ryan Gosling, please.
Oh,
you guys
didn't actually know that they were married until only recently.
You know what? I didn't know they were married until you just mentioned it.
Yeah. Eva Mendes and Ryan Gosling, you're a thing, apparently. There you go.
So I'm going to Sydney, okay, for Jason Momoa. If I can't find Jason Momoa, I'm getting Ryan Gosling. Look, this is worth a trip to Sydney.
But then if we don't get either of them, I mean, I'd take Eva Mendes.
Yeah.
Would you?
Would you now?
She's cute, don't get me wrong, but I'm not passing her up for Jason Momoa.
True, fair enough. Billie Eilish is here as well, obviously on tour. Louis Tomlinson is also here on tour from One Direction.
Really?
I want to know, have you had any close encounters with celebs before?
Ooh, overall, Not really.
Not
many, to be honest.
No.
I saw some bloke from Lord of the Rings at a Vietnamese restaurant in out near Campbelltown in Sydney once.
I've gone to TV tapings before where I've seen celebrities, but I haven't seen any in the wild.
I've seen them in the wild. I was at Disneyland the same time as the Kardashians were.
Oh, my God.
You saw them?
Very little. They're tiny humans.
Our old producer, Jackson, would have just thrown you if he heard that. Oh, my God.
Yes, I was there. In other news as well, though, Serena Williams has posted a TikTok where she spotted her daughter playing with something she found in the bathroom. Take a listen.
What is that?
A cat toy for Karma.
It's a cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's not play with too many of those.
I'm just leaving these.
Can you guys take one guess? What do you think the cat toys are?
Look, I'm going to take a guess and say cats shouldn't be playing with it. Kids shouldn't be touching it.
Yeah.
It's not an electric toothbrush.
Strictly
is it?
Women's business.
It's not an electric toothbrush, is it?
The one thing is, you don't want your pets ever getting a hold of those toys.
No, we've had horror stories on the show about that before.
We have.
Oh,
the dog
no,
ran around
you.
In the yard with it, remember
no,
that?
No, thank you very much.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local ads. New FM.
Now, 105 commercial free coming up right after us with producer Tyler. What's coming on?
This one's for Meg.
Good morning, music.
We
was.
Were just saying before how many good songs for Meg there's been today.
Emo night in Vegas. Look out, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be very happy to know no Chili Peppers.
Yes, even better. Even better.
A brand new one, which I think you guys will recognise.
This is interesting.
Yeah, a bit of fun.
Didn't expect this song to get covered of all covers that have been released lately.
Mm. From Autotune and Amanda Wilson. I used to love this song, so it makes sense, but it's just a whole lot of 90s bangers being remixed.
Yeah, pretty
it?
Much.
It's just
pretty
all the radio much. Is these days.
Yeah, basically.
We're throwing it back
I'm
as well.
I'm not complaining. Oh, talking 90s.
Oh, yeah. Delight.
Delight. I can't say delight. I have to say delight.
Yeah. It's got about 10 E's in it.
Exactly. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, 105 minutes commercial break coming your way after 9 o'clock this morning. An expose has been done by the Daily Mail, Crevo. About good old Albo.
Our
lovely Prime Minister. Apparently, they're saying he's had a bit of work done.
Really?
Now, we know he's looking fresh these days.
He's
lost a couple of kegs.
Yep.
He looks... you know, lighter and brighter, if you will. So they've done a full deep dive into whether he has had a bit of plastic surgery, maybe some Botox.
This is interesting, because I wouldn't pick him as the type of guy to do that.
But when you look good, you feel good.
Mm.
You feel good, you run a country better, right?
That's
surely.
True. You would
I'd
think
like
so.
I'd like to think so. Like, maybe. Well, what I'm going to do, We've got a couple of songs here, right?
Yeah.
I want you and Tyler to have a look at some photos from of Albo from, say, 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
Versus this year when he became Prime Minister.
Okay.
I want to get your thoughts because Daily Mail, they're adamant that he's had some work done. I don't think he's had work done. I think he's changed his lifestyle.
Yeah, all right. So that's your initial thought.
That's my initial thought. But then again, I'm going to read this report in full and just see what they've said.
Okay, I'm going to do my own research here via photos and develop a little opinion.
An expert opinion?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you haven't had any work done, you can compare.
No, exactly. You know what it's like. I know.
All right, we're going to find out if Albo's had a little bit of work done.
Megan
Trevo. The Novos. So the Daily Mail have done this little bit of an expose of Albo, right? Because apparently, according to them, he's had a bit of work done. We're talking maybe some Botox, some fillers. We're not talking facelift material. We're talking pretty minor stuff.
Like a little, plump up, if you will. That's the accusation.
Yeah. Before he became Prime Minister, he went on a bit of a health kick. He lost a couple of kegs.
Yeah.
He redid his wardrobe. Sometimes that is enough.
See, I because you said go look up. So I'm looking at stuff from, 2018, 2019. He does look different, but I believe it's because of his weight loss. So he lost up to almost 20 kilos, they're saying. And that's a lot.
That can change your face a lot.
Not only that, it also, I think, if you're eating a lot better, obviously you would have been.
Yeah.
Your skin's going to look better as well, naturally.
Now, I think as well in particular, I'm just looking at a couple of photos of his hair. He looks like his hair has thickened up a little bit.
That could be. So I'm seeing the hair comparisons as well.
Yeah.
I reckon that's a better haircut.
Because
the other one, looks like he just went and got the $10 job.
Yeah, so the haircut.
now it's much more styled.
But it did look a lot thinner back in the day. Now it looks a bit more full, a bit more lush.
Yeah, do you think
he's got better hairstyle, don't get me wrong. But
you reckon he's got plugs?
Maybe.
Oh.
It's a possibility.
Big if true.
Yeah, but he's done it sensibly, though. He's kept it grey. Like, the last thing you want to do if you get plugs is to
dye it.
To dye it and make yourself look like a fool.
The tragedy of men of that age dyeing their hair, right?
Yeah. Not to mention, as well, the glasses have got an update.
That's true.
He's got, he had a quite an older pair of glasses. Mm. Now these are black-rimmed, like your hipster.
They're stylish. Now, let's get producer Tyler in here. If we can.
I've cracked the code, you guys.
What is it?
I know what it is.
What is it?
Also, I just want to say, if you've got a better healthy diet, your hair's going to get thicker. So that's maybe has contributed to that as well.
True.
But he has definitely got his brows waxed and styled and shaped.
Oh, so he's not pulling a John Howard.
No, that has completely changed the whole structure of his face.
Because
go and look at the latest photo of him where they're like the before and after. If you look at the before, his brows have been shaped, potentially tinted, and some of the greys have been plucked.
Interesting.
And that changes your whole bone structure in your face, you guys. I'm telling you, that's what it
okay,
is.
Okay, here's.
See, I always feel good after a brow wax, so maybe you're right.
He definitely has had some work done on the brows, which I don't think. Who cares?
Let him
manicure himself. He's got a big job. He's got to look good for the camera.
Mm.
He's improved. Okay, here's a few more tidbits for you.
Sure.
And I think this is cool. Back in 2015. He actually got, dental implants and braces.
Yeah, he's got a new set of teeth.
Oh,
which
so he did
nice.
A bit of Invisalign, did he?
Yeah, I guess so. His teeth back in 2015, there was big gaps and stuff.
I'm looking at a photo now.
Isn't that fascinating?
But it's funny. That also changes. With Albo, he looks 10 times better with the grey hair rather than the brown.
I agree with that. I think it's more distinguished.
Yeah, I agree too.
He looks very geeky with the brown hair, but he looks very distinguished with the grey hair.
Yeah, he's a silver fox.
You know what? If you take Albo circa 2008, 2009 versus now, I'd go Albo now.
Absolutely.
100%.
Looking fitter and better. Interesting.
Very svelte. Very svelte. Well, I don't think he's had work done. I think he's just had a very clean lifestyle.
Yep. Mm.
And also,
you know what? If he has had a bit of cheeky Botox,
let him go.
The country works better when the Prime Minister is semi-attractive.
That's just Meg saying things now.
Yeah.
Also, his new missus, I reckon, is helping him shape up.
With the wardrobe as well.
Yeah, I think she's contributed a lot.
Come here, let me trim those eyebrows, darling.
Oh, yeah.
All that sort of stuff.
You're not ending up like John Howard.
Nah, I'll not allow it.
No.
Not on my watch. Hey, Meg, of course, our exclusive Halloween party is fast approaching.
Yes, it is.
The best way, the only way to
you get the tickets is with us or throughout the day.
Yes.
Are we just going to give some away next?
You know what? We've got a spare double right now.
Let's do it.
You know what? What we're going to do.
Okay.
You have to give us your costume. Best costume idea wins.
Done. 13:10:09. If you got a costume idea to come along to our exclusive Halloween party.
Yeah, it's all going down at the Star Hotel in town, 28th of October. It's going to be great.
Free drinks on arrival, all that sort of stuff.
The blood red carpet is waiting for you, my friend.
13:10:09. What costume are you going to wear? Best one gets the double pass right now.
The Novo's Halloween Party. The Star Hotel with live function room hire and free live entertainment every Friday and Saturday night. 105.3 New FM.
Yeah, that's right. This is your chance to get yourself a double pass right now to come along to our Halloween party.
Very
it's going to be
exciting.
Heap of fun, music, a couple of drinks on arrival, I think. And then you just enjoy the night. Giveaways on the night as well.
Yes, prizes for best dress, things like that. We have a getaway to the Hunter Valley.
Oh,
up for grabs on the night. Four Pines. Getting aboard with a keg or two.
Take your pick of reasons you might want to come. There's so
not to
many.
Mention hanging out with us. Hello.
Yeah, exactly. That's in the mix.
So Tyler's answered a couple of calls on 13:10:09, but she settled on one. We gave her the reins, basically, to decide on the best costume. And she's gone with Samantha in Weston. Hey, Samantha.
Good morning.
Hey, we're really good now. Tyler has decided your costume is the best of everyone who called through. What do you want to come as?
I was thinking of coming as Winnie from Hocus Pocus.
Oh, yes.
Now, that's a great costume.
And the Hocus Pocus 2 movie is dropped. I think it's dropped already.
It has. It's amazing.
Yes. So, well, guess what? You are coming.
Yay. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. We'll see you October 28th.
That'll be great. You and a friend coming along to our...
Not just you. You can relate.
Yeah. Exclusive Halloween party.
You need someone to help you with your costume, especially if you go to the loo and it's a big... like Chloe dress or something. You're coming as Cinderella.
Hold back my costume and all that sort of stuff.
Exactly. Hold the wig back while you're in the bathroom. That's not going to happen because you're going to drink responsibly, of course.
Yeah. Jeez, we're not that kind of irresponsible people, are we?
Absolutely not. Hey, Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, 105 minutes commercial-free, kicking off for you on the other side of this with Tyler.
And Lizzo. It's about damn
time. Yes. In a minute, I'm a need. She's announced her tour for the U.S. today.
Fun.
Bring it to Australia, babe.
Oh, I hope she does. Oh,
I've never seen Lizzo. I really want to.
She's
I missed
great.
Her last one. She played at some festival.
A festival. I forget what it was.
Yeah, I can't remember which one it was, but you know what? We needed to be there.
Yes.
Live and learn.
Some Genesis as well.
Oh, 80s vibes, right?
Mega
I love
loves
this song.
This.
Yeah, for sure.
I love Phil Collins.
Of course you do. That doesn't surprise me in the slightest, actually.
Also brand new Tom Grennan as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, this is cool.
Haven't heard from him in a while.
I get Youngblood vibes from this.
Yes.
I really like it.
I feel this. 105 minutes commercial free, kicking off for you in minutes. Have a great Thursday. Stay safe on the roads with all this rain, guys. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
See ya.
Show's done.